Podcasting from the Garden State. Welcome to another edition of the New Jersey Legal Update, presented by Stark & Stark, a 100-attorney law firm with offices in Princeton, Cherry Hill, Philadelphia, and New York. The New Jersey Legal Update is a weekly podcast providing the latest information on legal developments impacting those living or doing business in New Jersey.
When contemplating whether to give their employees internet access, most employers have two questions. A, how will it affect productivity? And B, what happens if someone downloads a computer virus? Now, there is one more question facing New Jersey employers: whether they will be liable for the use or misuse of the internet by their employees. In a decision issued by the appellate court late last year, employers who are on notice or should reasonably have noticed that their employees are using the company's network for illegal acts, such as viewing child pornography, can be liable for civil damages. In Doe v. XYC Corporation, the mother of a minor child brought a suit for negligence against her husband's employer, seeking to hold the employer liable for her husband's use of his workplace computer to send nude photographs of her 10-year-old daughter to a child porn website. The Superior Court of New Jersey Law Division granted summary judgment in favor of the employer, and the mother appealed. The appellate court reversed the trial court's decision, and by doing so, issued the first reported decision ruling that an employer can be liable for the internet use of its employees. The facts of this case are as unique as they are shocking. Here, the plaintiff's husband, which we'll call the employee throughout the rest of this podcast, was an accountant working for a relatively large company based out of Somerset County. Sometime in 1998 or 1999, it had come to the attention of the employer's network administration department that the employee was using his office computer to view pornographic websites. At that time, no action was taken against the employee, as the employer had a policy against monitoring and/or reporting the internet activities or usage of its employees. Fast forwarding to December of 2000, the company again was placed on notice of the employee's misuse. At that time, coworkers sitting near the employee noticed that he exhibited extremely odd behavior while using his computer. Specifically, he had repositioned the screen in such a way to shield it from the view of his coworkers and would quickly minimize the screen when someone approached. By March of 2001, the employee's immediate supervisor was aware that the employee was using his office computer to access pornographic websites, including those featuring children. The employee's supervisor confronted him about his actions, and the employee promised to stop. Indeed, the conduct briefly ceased, but by early June, it was clear to management that the employee had resumed his activities. Within days, the employee was actually arrested on child pornography charges. Now, unbeknownst to the employee had for some time been clandestinely taking nude and semi-nude photos of his 10-year-old stepdaughter and was using his company computer to store the images. The employer was also unaware that the employee had used his company computer to transmit three of these clandestinely taken photos over the internet to a child porn website in order to gain access to the site. After his arrest, authorities examining his work computer found numerous emails sent by him to pornographic websites and various other interactions with individuals through the internet regarding child pornography. In a civil lawsuit filed by the girl's mother, the employer was sought to be held liable for its failure to prevent the misuse of its computer system by the employee, particularly as to the publication of nude photographs of the stepdaughter. When analyzing whether the employer had a duty to protect the interests of the stepdaughter, the appellate court focused on several issues, most notably the actual or imputed knowledge that it had regarding the employee's internet use. Here, there was sufficient evidence to suggest that the employer knew the employee was engaging in illegal conduct, such as the possession, and distribution of child porn, and also to suggest that they had a duty to prevent the employee from such misconduct, or at least to report him to the authorities. The court also considered whether the employer A, had the ability to monitor its employees' internet use, and B, whether the employer had the right to do so. Here, the court found the employer could do both. Now, an initial reading of this case suggests the holding could have broad application to New Jersey employers. However, the court's decision was based largely on the fact that the employee was engaged in illegal activity. Had the employee been visiting porn sites featuring adults as opposed to children, there would have been no illegal conduct and no duty to report the conduct to the authorities. Now, although it's improbable to think that other employers will face the exact same type of issues here, it is not improbable to think that they will discover their employees are using work computers for illegal conduct, such as downloading pirated music or pirated videos. Because of this, the decision is a warning to New Jersey employers that they must take measures to ensure that their employees restrict their internet use to legitimate business purposes. Whether this case presents the final resolution of this question still stands to be seen, as XYZ Corporation can file an appeal with New Jersey Supreme Court. In the meantime, employers would do well to create and implement internet and email policies that advise employees that they are only to use the company's computers and network system for legitimate business purposes. Moreover, employers should specifically advise their employees that internet and email use can and will be monitored. With these policies in place, employers should then make an effort to review the internet usage of their employees on a regular basis, and certainly in those instances where it learns or has reasonable suspicion to believe that an employee is using the internet or email for improper purposes. Finally, employers should not see Doe versus XYZ Corporation as creating an undue burden against them, as these policies and practices will also undoubtedly improve efficiency and productivity in the workplace. I would encourage anyone with questions regarding the creation or implementation of such policies, or who have questions regarding how they should handle employees who breach these policies, to contact either myself or one of my colleagues at Stark & Stark's Employment Litigation Group. You can find us on the web at www.stark-stark.com. Thank you for tuning in today's Legal Update, and have a nice weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's installment of the New Jersey Legal Update by Stark & Stark. And be sure to join us each and every Friday for another insightful discussion. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information about Stark & Stark and the services we provide, email us at podcast@stark-stark.com.